Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown grinding into a fourth week with funding set to run out for critical food programs in the next month and furloughed workers facing another missed paycheck. Demolition of the east wing of the White House began this week to make way for President Trump's 90,000 square foot ballroom. Now a preservationist group is hoping to put the pause button on due to questions about the project's size. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Now Trump had said that the east wing is being, quote, fully modernized as part of the process to build his massive $250 million ballroom, which he insists is privately funded. But the National Trust for Historic Preservation is urging the administration to pause demolition until the construction plans can go through the legally required public review process.
General Motors CEO announcing today that GM is moving ahead on a self-driving technology that would allow the owner of the car to travel without having to keep their eyes on the road. GM says it will roll out its Cadillac Escalade IQ electric SUV in 2028. This is ABC News.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a pair of bipartisan bills aimed at bolstering EMS services. According to a press release, the bills aim to reduce financial barriers for residents pursuing a career in the field and increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate to reduce the financial burden for local governments and providers. Under the new laws, the Wisconsin Technical College System Board will award grant funding to technical colleges that offer an EMS program, and the Medicaid reimbursement rate for ambulance responses will increase to $175. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of funding within the next 2 weeks due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. According to a press release, the food share program receives all of its funding from the federal government. Without that funding, nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites who rely on the program may lose that assistance. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is also encouraging residents who use food share to ensure their contact and mailing information is up to date. Rice Lake area residents are being invited to a few Halloween events beginning this weekend. The Rice Lake Main Street Association will host a trick-or-treating event in the downtown area on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Cedar Mall and Cambridge Senior Living will also host their own trick-or-treating events for area kids on Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. On October 31st, Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake will host a Wizard of Oz-themed trick-or-treating event. The organized event are meant to give area families a safe place for their kids to fully enjoy the holiday. Xcel Energy officials are warning residents of a notable increase in their natural gas prices this year. According to company officials, residential natural gas customers will see their monthly bill increase by about 15%. For the average customer, the rate hike will see their natural gas bill increase from about $112 to about $129. Xcel Energy officials say about half of the increased cost is due to the higher cost of natural gas, and the other half is a result of an increase in infrastructure and other related costs. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton, how's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing, and, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers for your Wednesday afternoon. Plentiful clouds at mid-40s. Northwest winds to 25. Tonight, showers ending. Clouds stay with us. Lows near 30. Thursday, partly sunny skies and mid-40s of the late day. A northwest breeze. Right now, it's 40.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, joining us. Going to talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum about special things for Halloween and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to our second hour of our program here, the National Trust for Historic Preservation. This is a nonprofit that was created by Congress that, you know, oversees, like, historic preservation of our national treasures, right? It's called the National Trust for Historic Preservation. They just sent a letter to Donald Trump begging him to stop the demolition of the East Wing of the White House until they have an opportunity to review the plans for the ballroom. The ballroom is going to be bigger than the White House, taller than the White House. And this is just a monument to Trump's ego. Yesterday, I had to go back and find the Robert Reich tweet, but it had the details on this, and it was just startling. Yesterday, Donald Trump he's just done a whole bunch of different fundraisers here. He did a fundraiser in the White House. He has turned the Rose Garden into a patio, and he did a fundraiser there, you know, $1,000 a plate or $1 million a plate or whatever. Then he went down to Mar-a-Lago, and he had $1 million a plate fundraiser down there. And now he wants to build this ballroom. Why? So that he can invite rich people and have big fundraisers. I mean, that's what's going on, right? This guy, building his Epstein ballroom, and I really think we need to start calling it that. This is crazy. My op-ed over at HartmanReport.com today is titled, my daily take is titled, Trump, is he the thief in the ballroom? And it really goes beyond just that. I mean, first of all, if you're going to tear down a building, if you're going to tear down an old, you know, like a building is falling apart, then you come into the bulldozer and you just knock it down, which is what Trump's doing to the East Wing of the White House. But when you tear down something that goes back, you know, 100 years, I mean, this was built during the Roosevelt administration, the East Wing, or at least this part of the East Wing. When you tear down something that's 100 years old, it's part of American history, you take out the windows, you take out the furniture, you take out the fixtures, you preserve them, you honor those things. You take them out by hand. You don't come in with a bulldozer, which is what he's doing. I mean, there's just no end to this. He's also trying to extract $250 million from you and me, from the American taxpayers, to compensate him for the troubles he faced when Merrick Garland pissed away 2 years and finally got around to trying to prosecute him for criminally stealing classified documents, for trying to overthrow the 2020 election, and for his explicit public outreach to Putin to hack Hillary Clinton's emails and make them public, which helped him win the 2016 election. And, you know, this $230 million, $250 million, you know, windfall that Donald Trump is demanding you and I give him of our tax dollars, it's going to go to Pam Bondi. She's in charge of the Department of Justice. He's suing the Department of Justice because they prosecuted him, right? So if they pay up, it's going to go to her. She's his former personal attorney. I mean, it doesn't get more corrupt than this. As you know, and now he's tearing down the East Wing of the White House to make room for the Epstein ballroom. This is just crazy. You know, from 1933 to 1981, we saw this explosion of government activity benefiting average working Americans. We saw the American middle class go from about 15% of us to 66% of us. And that was 100% Democratic initiatives. Every single one was opposed by Republicans. The 40-hour week, unemployment insurance, the right to unionize, the minimum wage, the workplace and product safety protections, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, housing assistance, free quality public education, protections for the environment, banking and insurance industry regulation, public health programs that almost doubled the average American lifespan, high progressive taxation on great wealth and others. But in the 44 years since Reagan's inauguration, there hasn't been one single major program passed through Congress that doesn't benefit giant corporations. Even Obamacare was a Heritage Foundation project to help out the health insurance industry. Instead, this neoliberal free trade tax cuts for the wealthy giant corporations, eviscerating, you know, protective programs and regulations, have led us into a second gilded age. Here we are. We've shifted from being a democratic republic into a full-blown oligarchy. And here's the problem with oligarchy. Oligarchy is always a transitional form of government. Oligarchy never lasts more than two, at the most three generations. Why? Because the people figure out that the oligarchs have stolen all our money, that the oligarchs have screwed them. And the people rise up and say, no, we don't want oligarchy. And at that point, the oligarchs are confronted with a choice. They can do one of two things. They can, like they did in 1933, during the Republican Great Depression, when the oligarchs had a really bad name and everybody hated them, they can say, okay, we get it. We're going to just go back to making money and we'll get our nose out of politics. And that's what they did after they tried to kidnap and kill FDR in 1934, you know, with the businessman's plot that Smedley Butler blew up. After that failed, they just said, okay, screw it. We're going to just go back to making money and stay out of politics. And the oligarchs stayed out of politics, by and large, up until the 1970s. Or, so, when the people rise up, they're confronted with, the oligarchs are confronted with two choices. Number one, say, okay, enough. We're just going to go back to making money. Or number two, the oligarchs, particularly if you've got an oligarch in power, keep in mind, Donald Trump is a billionaire. 13 of the members of his cabinet are billionaires. This is an oligarchic administration in the midst of an oligarchy. And by the way, they're taking the money from us to do it. They took $7 trillion out of the federal coffers and gave it to their rich buddies in his first administration, added that to the national debt. So far this year, just in 9 months, it's $4.5 trillion that Donald Trump has handed off to his oligarch buddies. So the second option that they have is to use what Grover Cleveland referred to in his 1888 address to Congress, the iron heel, right? Crush us like bugs. And this is what Donald Trump is trying to do with ICE and with his, and you know, with militarizing our cities. That's dangerous. I mean, you get Trump and his toadies, you know, Pee Wee German Miller and Ice Barbie Gnome. It appears that this is the path that they're choosing. They're going to turn America into a fascist state, complete with masked secret police and hundreds of brutal concentration camps that they are now starting to build all across the United States. And they're starting with the Hispanics. You know, Hitler started with the Jews. Well, he actually started with trans people, but in a big way, he started with the Jews. And here we are, they're starting with the Hispanics. You pick a minority group that can be easily identified by and large, just by looking at them or knowing their last name, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's the low-hanging fruit, right? And then you get everybody all hysterical, oh, we hate those people, oh, you know, look at this, they're stealing from us or whatever. And then taking our jobs, and then you go for everybody else. Pastor Niemöller's poem, you know, first they came for the social, for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist. So America now stands at a turning point. Are we going to go back to having three co-equal branches of government? Are we going to restore the rule of law, the tradition of checks and balances? Or are Trump and his lick spittles on the Supreme Court and the Republicans in Congress going to finish this project and turn us into a full-blown fascist state? And to a large extent, the answer to that question lies with us. If we remain fully engaged, if we lean hard on our elected officials, particularly Republicans, if you are represented by a Republican, you need to be calling them every single week in the House or Senate. And if we demand accountability and we speak out against the Epstein ballroom and all these other things, you know, maybe we can make it, maybe we can stop this process. The number to call Congress is 202-224-3121. On the other hand, if we just give up, if we go back to, you know, listening to music and watching sports and ignore the news and stop talking about politics, this country's going to be in a hell of a problem. The thief in the ballroom, Donald Trump, is going to, in the Epstein ballroom, is going to continue to rip off the American people and enrich himself while turning America into a police state. So tag, we're all it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with you 15 minutes past the hour. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
from the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and even your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. My wife Louise swears by this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, just like it sounds. Vibrance.com/T-H-O-M to get 37% off, free shipping on Super C Serum with Hyaluronic Acid. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Still gleamed. A man stands in the shadow, selling off the dream. He smiles for the cameras with his hand out to the sky, while the workers sweep the floor and the truth rolls by. Oh, the thief in the ballroom, dancing in the light, counting coins of daylight, stolen from the night. He calls it freedom,
freedom.
He calls it faith,
calls it faith.
But it's just greed in a tux at the Golden Gate. He says, don't blame. I'm the chosen one. While he pockets every promise, every lie he spun. From Mar-a-Lago's mirror to the White House hall, he built a gilded cage and called it freedom's call. America stands at a turning point. Not left,
not right,
but up or down. Do we serve the people or bow to the crown? Do we let the gold decide who's free? Or do we rise again like 1933? Oh, the thief in the ballroom, spinning through the night, turning justice into perfume, say. It's the oldest story of power and hate. So light a candle for the truth that's gone.
You know, it's past the hour. Welcome back. Turning point. Dozens of warships and planes, along with thousands of American troops, have been deployed to the Caribbean Sea. Trump has confirmed that he's authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. And even Trump himself said that he may consider stopping them by land. Venezuela is larger than California and Texas together. It's huge. I realize it doesn't look that way on the maps, but, you know, check it out. And it's got six cities, if I'm remembering correctly, with large, you know, multi-million person populations. This is a major country. Venezuela also has four times as much oil as Saudi Arabia right now in reserve. So, you know, you could see why the oil barons would want Trump to do this. But I think the person who really wants Trump to do this is Vladimir Putin. You know, Trump has all these secret conversations with Vladimir Putin. He had one just a couple days ago. And then he comes out and he says, OK, we're going to, you know, we're going to go trash Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Putin wants Trump to take Venezuela because that then says it's OK to attack a country that has not attacked you, which is exactly what Putin did with Crimea and then with all of Ukraine. This is, you know, everybody's saying this Putin's attack last night, he major, massive attack on Kyiv, blackened the city. I mean, Putin is getting, he's jacked up. He's got all these, he's got all this weaponry from Iran and from China. He's developed his own, you know, domestic industry to make this stuff. We have still not provided any sort of air defense systems, at, you know, at scale to Ukraine. And the world is condemning Putin, pointing out correctly that this is the first time since Hitler went after Poland in 1939. This is the first time since World War II that one major country has attacked another major country without provocation, just to take their resources. Putin wants, you know, Ukraine has massive reserves of oil and gas. They've got lots of coal. They've got rare earth minerals. They've got some of the most, not some of, literally the most fertile farmland in all of Europe. Ukraine is the largest single country in Europe. I mean, you know, it's larger than Germany or France. It's huge. And Russia wants it. They want that wealth. And so I believe, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, I believe that Putin is reaching out to Trump and saying, why don't you take Venezuela? And, you know, if we try, if you thought Vietnam was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, getting into a war in our own hemisphere. And now he's pissing off the president of Colombia, you know, the next door neighbor country, kind of over on the other side of northern South America, of the northern part of the continent. This is crazy stuff. Is this what we signed up for? I mean, Trump and Venezuela has mutual defense agreements with Russia, China, and Iran. This could get wild.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Gavin Newsom replies to Donald Trump, and what's going to happen to CNN? I'll tell you about those after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
With the global marketplace being less than friendly these days, many farms are choosing to store their 2025 soybean crop and wait for better prices. But the question is there enough storage to hold beans and the incoming corn crop? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Wednesday. Today, we're visiting with Alex Beaver. He's a grain merchandiser for a cooperative in southeast Wisconsin. He tells us what he's hearing from his customers.
If growers have the ability to store beans, they are storing a few more beans. Generally, though, it seems like in my geography, a lot of growers sell beans and tend to store more corn. We do have more outlets here in Wisconsin on the corn side of things with ethanol and other, some of the chicken farms locally. And there's just more options for corn than there are soybeans. So that seems to be what happens with on-farm storage. Insight will probably have more guys store some soybeans than normal. I think this year, especially, it comes down to cash flow and what growers need to do, you know, cash flow wise for their operation.
Alex Beaver offering some insight into the trends he's seeing from his customers. He's a grain merchandiser in southeast Wisconsin. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McFinn Technologies were born and patented this century with a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
Commodity markets are trading higher midday on a Wednesday. December new crop corn up 2.25 cents at 422 a bushel. November new crop soybeans up 6.25 cents at 1037 a bushel. Cash wheat is up 3.25 cents at 503.5. And July 2026 new crop wheat is up 2.5 cents, trading at 542 a bushel. The Class 3 milk contracts are also seeing a boost. The November Class 3 milk contract up 20 cents at 1718 a hundredweight. The December Class 3 milk contract is up 11 cents, trading at 1662 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, midday on a Wednesday, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers for your Wednesday afternoon, plentiful clouds at mid-40s, northwest winds to 25. Tonight, showers ending, clouds stay with us, lows near 30. Thursday, partly sunny skies and mid-40s of the late day, a northwest breeze. It's 42 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot. Or
please,
something.
Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest.
Gavin Rocks. This is kind of wild. The website Gavin Rocks, or the Blue Sky account Gavin Rocks. I'm not sure this is official, but it's got a response to King Donald pooping on Americans that I think Nate is going to play here. You got? Well, maybe not. It's over my shoulder anyway. It's Gavin Newsom basically taking a dump on Donald Trump. Fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, more importantly, I think, is this situation with Warner Brothers Discovery. This is the company that owns both HBO, but in my mind, more importantly, CNN. And I mean, this is what happens with media consolidation. The Trump administration is no longer enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act or the Clayton Antitrust Act or the Antitrust Act of 1957. They're just not doing it. They're letting, you know, these companies get bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, the result of this is that right-wing billionaires are coming in and just buying up media. I mean, you know, David Ellison, the son of Larry, the second or third richest man in the world, is looking at having his company, Skydance, which bought CBS and put Barry Weiss, the right-wing crank, in charge of CBS News. They're reporting she's got a security detail of six people, you know, because right-wingers are just so frightened all the time, that he's looking at buying CNN. I mean, you know, not specifically CNN. He'd buy Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns CNN and HBO. And then he'd have two legacy news brands. This is not just the problem of media monopoly. This is the problem of monopoly in general. Monopoly, you know, I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of American Monopoly. Ralph Nader wrote the foreword for it and said it was the best book on monopoly he'd ever read. And it's a crisis monopoly. In the United States right now, we've got, you know, basically four or five banks control the majority of banking in America. Four or five oil companies control the majority of, you know, fuel, or fossil fuel companies control the majority of fossil fuels in America. Four or five, I mean, pick an industry. Four or five companies control the majority of retail in the United States, you know, Amazon, Walmart. You've got a handful of hotel chains own the majority of hotels in the United States. A handful of airlines own the majority of airlines in the United States. A handful, you know, just a tiny handful of cell phone companies control the majority of cell phone coverage in the United States. The handful of companies that can, you know, that offer internet service control. And what you end up with in a monopoly economy is, again, oligarchy, where, you know, this takes us back to my opening rant this hour about how, you know, oligarchy is like this transitional form of government that eventually the people rebel against. And then either the oligarchs respond by giving in and going along and breaking up like they did in 1933, or they squash you like a bug. And we're in the squash you like a bug mode right now. These oligarchs, these giant corporations, they've got enough money to bribe Donald Trump. They've got enough money to buy the entire Republican Party and half the Democratic Party. They get their way in Congress no matter what happens. They get their way in state houses no matter what happens. They can intimidate cities and counties and states. They're running the country. And now they're taking over our news media so that we will, you know, so that they can, number one, hide news and information that's unfavorable to them. And number two, promote their own worldview and call it news. And this is, you know, Warner Brothers mentions that they received unsolicited bids, right, from a whole bunch of companies. But this is from David Zaslav, who's the president and CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery. But this acquisition in particular of CNN by David Ellison would be very concerning. And yet, I'll bet it happens. I'm guessing it's going to go, you know, it's going to roll right along. So anyway, this is something we need to be paying attention to. We should be enforcing these antitrust laws rather than ignoring them. So what's on your mind today? George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you? You're mentioning that strategic partnership and defense pact between Russia and Venezuela.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's got some interesting provisions. It includes establishing expanded military servicing capabilities for Russian weapon systems supplied to Venezuela, setting up logistics and repair hubs, and one of this is from Pravda on October 12th. And, you know, the Venezuelan Air Force is already equipped with the Sukhoi 30s. They carry anti-ship missiles, so that would be a big danger to any of our ships, you know, parked off the Venezuelan coast. Mm. And Pravda is also suggesting that Russia supply the Zircon hypersonic missile Mach 10 subsurface ship or land-based platforms and the Kinjal Mach 10 air-to-launch cruise missiles, and both of these can carry conventional or nuclear warheads.
Wow, this all, that's amazing stuff, George. I had no idea. This, I mean, I realized they had some sort of a defense treaty, but I knew nothing about the details of it. That kind of blows up my theory that Putin's telling Trump to go after Venezuela, doesn't it?
No, he's supplying Venezuela with everything he needs to combat us if we decide to go after Venezuela.
Yeah. So if Trump decides to go after Venezuela, could that put us into a war footing with Russia?
It depends. I presume, you know, these logistical hubs, et cetera, are staffed by Russian military personnel. Mm-hmm. And if any of them got killed or injured, yeah, I could see that be another Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for that information, George.
It's really interesting. Yeah, like I say, I didn't realize that this strategic partnership is so extensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting, too, is that you said just in the last couple of weeks TASS is reporting this stuff, which means that Russia is basically, you're the old intelligence guy, might you consider this basically Russia's way of saying to Trump, be very, very careful because we will bite you if you put your hand over here?
Yeah, exactly, because TASS is the official Russian news agency. You know, that goes back to the Soviet Union days. So that translates as the Telegraphic Agency of the Soviet Union, and they still kept that name.
Huh. Interesting.
But that's official, you know, official Russian positions on foreign policy, defense, etc. So I give it a lot of credence.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. What are your thoughts on what's going on in Ukraine right now?
I would think now that after all this crap about, you know, like you said, Putin just hit Kiev with a vest. I think Trump ought to consider him giving him the tomahawk. I don't know whether he's going to do it. Either, you know, because the Europeans have offered to buy him and supply him to Ukraine. So since he's a transactional president, the U.S. should be making money on that deal.
Yeah, but he's apparently either afraid of Putin or in love with Putin. It's one or the other, don't you think?
Yeah, I haven't quite figured out which yet, whether they've got that those compromat material on them or what.
Yeah. Yeah, either they're dangling $1 billion in front of him or they've got some videos that he doesn't want the world to see.
The dossiers and the videos and all that.
Yeah, I'm increasingly
toe the line or else.
Yeah, I'm increasingly thinking Steele was right. Trump's lawsuits against the Department of Justice notwithstanding. Remarkable. Well, George, it's always great hearing from you. I appreciate the insight, and thank you so much for that information.
Keep up the good work, Tom.
I'll do my very best, George. I absolutely will. Thank you. Great talking with you. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we the people of the United States of America and peace-loving people all around the world. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the true people's media. Stick around.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward or mail it to 16880 Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders.
innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your emergency medical kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they are great when you're traveling. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Just use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out, in addition to urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
One said I bought the Senate. Well, the other said so. I bought the man who runs your favorite
show. Welcome back. Let me thank you for the song, but... I wanted to hear from you, Jeff, in Tawas, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, this is Jeff Evgen of the Osco County Democratic Party here in Michigan, and we had a great protest at Tawas in Oscoda. Then we had a campaign event at our headquarters where Callie Barr, the Democratic candidate for Congress, gave a great speech. She's running against a Trump man, Jack Bergman, a Republican, another one who refuses to have a town hall. My first question to you is, do you think that these protests will be effective against the monster Trump?
I think they already are. I think that when you saw all these Republicans talk about hate America protests and all this stuff, and you saw Hegseth and Vance trying to shoot missiles and or mortars over Highway 5 in California, and, you know, had there been cars on the freeway, somebody probably would have died because, I mean, you know, they hit a police car. And a motorcycle cop with the shrapnel from the thing that blew up. You know, these are all just desperate attempts to divert our attention away from the growing outrage across the country. So, yeah, I think they have been effective, and I think they will continue to be effective. There will be more, Jeff.
I hope so. We're still protest every Saturday, and we're going to continue to do so until Trump is gone.
Good on you.
Do you have congressional candidates on your program on a regular basis, like after the primaries, after we determine the candidates?
We do.
After
the primary, I got burned pretty badly once years ago by getting in the middle of a primary that I didn't know much about and made a huge mistake. The only primary that I've had candidates on from has been primaries in my own district where I know the candidates and I know the local issues and I can talk intelligently about it. After the primaries, though, yes, our door is completely open. Any Democratic candidate for federal office or for a major state office who wants to come on this program for 15 minutes or even for an hour and take calls if they're really serious, you know, our door is open. So feel free to tell your Democrats there in Michigan that this program is available to them once the primaries are over.
Oh, that's great to hear. I wanted to hear that. I wanted you to know I just ordered your new book. I'm looking forward to getting it.
Oh, thank you. I think it's the best one I've written so far. I think you'll find it very interesting, Jeff. And it surprises me how often Democrats fail to take us up on our invitation, you know, and this the program being open to any Democrat who wants to come in and take calls or just talk with me. I don't know what they're afraid of, but you know, feel free to pass the word around.
I'm campaign manager of this I ask of the headquarters here. So I think I'll have an impact on that, hopefully.
Great. Well, and, you know, reach out to us when the time comes and let us know. All right?
Great. Thanks for all your great, unbelievable work, Tom.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your kind words. And keep up your great work. You know, those people like you, Jeff, who are inside the Democratic Party are the people who are going to hold this country together. Well, thank you. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's on your mind today?
Good day, Tom. When you were talking about the demolition of the East Wing...
To make way for the Epstein ballroom, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. did you know somebody tried to demolish that wall once before? And that was back during the renovations under Harry Truman.
Right.
Harry would go outside, look every now and then, and see how progress was. Now, if you go to the library, I've been to the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, probably about 10 times. And they used to have, it's not in there anymore since the renovations during the pandemic, but they had a picture, big picture of a bulldozer inside this empty shell of a White House. Mm-hmm. And the story behind it was he walked out just at the right time. They're about to demolish the East Wing wall. He said, "What's going on?" He said, "Oh, we got to get big machinery in there. We got to get this bulldozer in there. So we're going to take the wall down. We'll rebuild it." He said, "Oh, hell, you're not." And he has a little bit stronger words. He literally made them take apart a bulldozer bolt by bolt, take it in through windows and doors, reassemble it, use it inside, then take it apart and back out it went.
Wow. Just to preserve the old windows and things, the historic... Yeah, the historic nature of the building. That's what's so shocking about what Trump is doing. I mean, he's just knocking down a building. You do that when buildings are condemned, you know, when they're falling apart. This is the White House, for God's sake.
This is holy ground. My mother worked at the Library of Congress back during World War II and then back in the 50s. And, I mean, my mom would be crying right now.
Yeah.
She taught me to love the... government the way it should be.
This is like smearing crap on a Rembrandt, you know?
Yes.
It's like doing vandalism in a museum.
Well, of course, you know, if you have a Rembrandt, you got to put all new gold leaf on that thing nowadays.
Yeah. Well, that's what Trump is doing. It's just astonishing. The guy has such tacky taste. And
oh, God.
And
all the taste he has is in his mouth.
Yeah. And it's shocking. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And it's enraging. I mean, it's outrageous.
If you're ever in the Kansas City area, please go to the Truman Library and also his house. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I've visited the Truman Library online, but never in person. Mm-hmm. One of these days I should. I've only been
I'll
to Kansas once in my life. Okay.
I'll take you out for barbecue.
I'd love it, Chip. Thanks a lot for the call, and appreciate the invitation. We'll be back on the other side of this break with We the People Cannot Allow Trump to Go After His Enemies. Let's talk about that. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shut down 22 days and counting, now the second longest in history. Democrats and Republicans remain deadlocked over talks to restore health care benefits. Key programs, including SNAP benefits, could also be delayed. ABC's Selena Wang is at a food bank in Washington, D.C.
Here in D.C., I spoke to the CEO of Capital Area Food Bank. They are preparing for a surge in demand, as you not only have furloughed federal workers who are missing paychecks, you also have thousands of federal workers who have been fired. She says that starting this week, they're setting up additional food distributions specifically to help federal workers and contractors.
In Israel today, Vice President J.D. Vance meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's president, asking for patience on the return of deceased hostages in Gaza, and says the U.S. remains confident the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will hold. On Wall Street, stocks lower today over concerns of renewing trade battles. This is ABC News.